The Lord be with you. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome to IPC. If you find yourself here for the first time, let me just say we're very glad that the Lord has led you here today, and we trust that this time together, both in worship and in fellowship, is a time where we get to know each other a little bit, and most of all, get to know our God a little bit as He reveals Himself in word and spirit. We have some special visitors with us today. First, we have Andrew Goodman with us. Andrew, you want to stand up just for a second? That's enough for now. All right. Andrew is a leads a ministry to the Shan people in Thailand and Myanmar, and this is a ministry that IPC has supported for 25 years, is it? I think it's 25 years now, 25 years. So we've been associated with each other for 25 years, and Andrew will actually be our guest preacher this morning, and we are very thankful again to God for leading him here today to be with us. So we can look forward to more from Andrew in a bit. Also, you will be available after the service if you'd like to have a chat with Andrew. Yep, he'll be available if you would like to just find out what's been happening in his life and in the life of the ministry. Second, we welcome today the friends and family of, and I have to read this, Iris Adana Cherechi Ezerim, who is being baptized today. So we welcome the whole family and glad you guys are here today for that. We're thankful that God has let you here today for this, beautiful, beautiful sacrament of grace that we anticipate celebrating today. So please join me now in prayer as we prepare our hearts for worship. Let's pray. O Lord our God, grant us grace today to desire you with our whole heart, and that in desiring you we may seek you, and that in seeking you we may find you, and that in finding you we may love you, and that in loving you we might always serve you and our neighbor with joy. And it's in Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading comes from Psalm 145, verses 1 to 13, and can be found on pages 631 to 632 in the Church Bibles and in your bulletin insert. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your good deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom. They speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, and verses 14, and can be found on page 1,195 of the Church Bibles and in your bulletin insert. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is the word of the Lord.
Blessed to have Andrew Goodman with us today. Andrew, I invite you to come forward now.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the introduction, Mark, and thank you for reading the scriptures, Lydia. I just want to pray and ask for the Lord's help as I bring God's word to us this morning. Father, the start of a new week, it's so appropriate to worship you and to come before you to gather together like this as we do each week. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for the baptism just now. Thank you for being here by your Spirit. I ask, Father, for an anointing from you so that I handle your word well and that you would open our hearts, Lord, as well to receive what you would have for us today. That it be not so much about me or me speaking, but you speaking through me, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So just now we were looking at Psalm 145, and Psalm 145 is a psalm of David, and commentators say that it was a psalm that was kind of towards the end of his life. He was mature and had experience of God. King David was known as a man who had a heart after God's heart, and so you think of David, you think of him as somebody who God used amazingly, God made promises to, and God gave him a heart after God's own heart. It's a very personal psalm. It's a psalm of praising God towards the end of his life. And I don't know where you are this morning, what circumstances bring you to church. I don't know how long you've known God or you have experienced God in your life. I don't know what your life has been like. IPC is a very interesting church because people come from so many different countries. And collectively, we're coming to worship God. I assume that we have some knowledge of him. We have a heart that wants to worship him. I think of David this morning as somebody who is just lifting his heart to worship God. And so there's a very personal desire to worship him. He knows God as his king. He praises him and he wants to praise him forever and ever. He wants to praise him every day. I don't know if that's your heart, if it's a one day a week thing, or whether it's something that you wake up in the morning with a heart out of your experience of knowledge and your walk with God, you want to praise him. I'm not sure if that is the case, but it is the case for David. Now, when I read that David was a man who had a heart after God's heart, there are some aspects, there are some experience in David's life that might want you to be rather surprised by that. He did not live a life that was wholly blameless. There were ups and downs and there were challenges. There were victories. There were amazing experience of God and what he'd done in his life. But there were also tragedies. He did some terrible things. One of the worst things that he did was actually take a census of God's people. For me, that's a surprising thing, but it wasn't in God's will. And it was something that was a terrible thing, but we know that he's somebody who basically was involved in murder and adultery. But at the end of the day, God saw him as having a heart after his own heart. And if we read Psalm 145, we can see that he actually had a heart after God's heart. He saw things in God that were just amazing. So, thinking of the last 24 years that IPC has had a relationship with the Shan people. Shan people are an unreached people group in Southeast Asia. Mainly they're a Buddhist people group. And in 2002, IPC made a commitment to be a part of seeing the gospel of Jesus Christ go to the Shan people. Now, if you think of the last 24 years in the life of IPC, I'm sure that there have been ups and downs. There have been challenges. There have been things that you be sad about. But there are also things that you would praise the Lord for. And if you look at life, you can have a choice of how you look at it. My kids say I'm outrageously optimistic, okay? I've said that before. They are sort of not a glass half full person, but a sort of a overflowing unrealistic, my kids would say. Some people might say that would be like seeing life through rose-tinted spectacles. I don't know if that's an expression that you know. What would you say, rose-tinted spectacles? It's not real, is it? It's kind of like you see experience and you've got a lens that's a bit kind of like maybe just not realistic. I was thinking about that, the idea of having rose-tinted glasses and put a different spin on it and thinking of having the cross-tinted glasses or the cross-tinted spectacles or even resurrection-tinted spectacles. I don't know if that's how you look at life, because towards the end of his life, David was full of praise, wanting to share about what God had done, wanting it to pass it on to the next generation. The relationship that he had with God and his promises was so part of his life that he was invested in seeing it go on to the next generation, whether it be Solomon building the temple, whether it be the promises of God to have an eternal kingdom. That was the lens that David looked at life. And so even though he had the negatives and the difficulties, he could actually see things positively. So I would say today, if we're looking at Psalm 145 and we identify with it, if we look at the life of IPC or your own life or ministry amongst the Shan, if you know much about it, we can be praising the Lord. You can praise the Lord. You can. It's a choice. So the title of what I've decided to talk about today is remember, to think of what he's done. And then to rejoice, even though we know that there have been bad things that have happened. Because we have a responsibility to pass it on. You know, the gospel is a message where we come and see. And then when we've received it, we go and tell. We can't keep it to ourselves. And it's something, it's not just globally, it's also generationally. It's something that continues to go on. To commend his works to the next generation, to tell of his acts, to speak of his majesty, how great God is. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. He's like no other. To meditate and to consider his wonderful acts, to tell of the power of his awesome works. That could be enabling a solitary Christian in a very dark village somewhere in the world to maintain faith in difficult circumstances, to proclaim his great deeds, his miraculous events, healings and stories of deliverance. I don't know what your faith is like in God, how you connect with God, how much you anticipate that he might do in your life, in the lives of other people. God hasn't changed. I think in the YouVersion verse of the day, a couple of days ago, it said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And we have that responsibility to continue to pass things on. I see it as my joy and privilege to come here every now and then, to kind of goad you a little bit, to kind of push you a little bit, and to think of some of the memories that we might collectively have in Shan ministry. So there are people, you might not remember these people, but these people are people who've come and gone and have for some time held the torch, carried the flame of this idea of having a church that's participating in God's global mission. So there are people like the Zindlers, who were right at the beginning. Some of you will remember. There was a lady called Barbie Mott, who went out many times to Thailand and was part of bringing English teaching in a very professional way in a context that was well received and really helped our ministry. There's the Meisters, who you sent out for several years. There's the Yellies, who've come and gone. There's Pia and Jörg. And when I first started coming to this church, Jörg von Tobel, he was the mission sec for your mission board for this for the church. There's Gloria, who's here, who's smiling somewhere. Yeah, there you go, Gloria. There's many of you whose names I won't mention, but there is a place to remember and to be grateful to God. And on the field, we've seen a fruitful radio ministry that has impacted not only Shan people in Myanmar, in Thailand, in southwest China, but has inspired other people groups to establish radio broadcasts in Myanmar, namely the Rakhine people. If I think about this, there's a word in the English language that I find very interesting. I would say that what we have here are extraordinary stories. The word extraordinary, it's a peculiar word, because it means amazing, doesn't it? But what you can say it to be extraordinary as well, can't you? So I don't know how you see yourself, what sort of person you are. I think we are amazing people if we take hold of the promises of God and we apply them to our lives with expectant faith in this world. We will see God do great things. But the people through whom he does it are very ordinary people. So I love this word, extraordinary. Mark, you are extraordinary. You're really, really ordinary. No, you are really, Gloria, you are a really ordinary person. But by God's grace, he does extraordinary things to us. Glory to him alone, because it is him if anything happens. And that has happened over the last 24 years. And I'm just going to tell a story, and I've told part of this story before, but there's this man called Oat. And Oat is, I guess he's 24, about the same age as the length of adoption of this church to the Shan people. Now, Oat, last week, I received a letter to say that Oat has just been given an award. And in Thailand, his award is to be the best model disabled person in his province. And in November, he's going to go down to Bangkok and he's going to get an award for that. Now, Oat is the great-grandson of a man called Mr. Poo, which is a great name. So, and he was a leprosy person. So he was one of the first Shan Christians in Mae Hong Son province. And we wondered for many years, why was it that none of his relatives came to Christ? But he, together with missionaries, was a part of starting a church in a village called Huenam Mesakut. But his relatives didn't come to Christ. Actually skipped a generation. His son is still alive, doesn't follow the Lord. But his granddaughter was a lady who hated Christians, but one day somebody gave her a gospel tract and she read it and she sent off for a Bible. And she received a Bible and through reading the Bible came to faith in Jesus Christ. Now that lady, her name was Dim, and she was HIV positive. And she was one of the first people that was part of our HIV project called AIDS Care that we still run in different villages in North Thailand. Actually, AIDS is actually increasing. It's not the same death sentence that it used to be, but it is actually increasing at the moment. It's about 25,000 people in Chiang Mai that are HIV positive. So it's very much still a real issue. But this boy, Oat, was the son of this HIV lady. And she died when he was 7. And he grew up with my family. He used to come and visit us during holidays. And he was a very, very intelligent boy, bit naughty. And then when he got to 17 years old, he had a tragic accident. And when he was 17 years old, he broke his neck and became paraplegic. And he was suicidal. He was in a terrible state for many years. But then God started working in his heart. And God, he started to see God, and he started to realize that his purpose was to know God and to make him known. So he led his aunt to Christ, Sai Pin, who used to hate the gospel, who used to hate Christians. And then a couple of years ago, his sister, who's a psychologist in Bangkok, who also used to be very, very, didn't like anything to do with Christianity, also became a Christian. And so today, this boy, Ott, he's a third year law student in a university in Thailand. He's a librarian in his local school. He's teaching English in his local school. And he is just a light for the gospel. And that's what we see. If we look at what God has done over the years, we can see he is a God who's merciful. And even in challenging situations, people come to know him, get to a place where they can proclaim him and make him known. So we should celebrate, shouldn't we? We should be joyful in knowing that our God is living God. He is at work in this world. Acts of the Apostles is not just a testimony of a couple of thousand years ago. God is continuing to work out his power, purpose and in the lives of people who call on his name and follow him. So we can celebrate his abundant goodness, like David celebrated his abundant goodness. We should be able to sing with joy. I don't know how you are with singing praise to the Lord. You allow yourself to praise him for who he is. If you don't know him yet that much, ask for a bit more so that you can praise him and worship him. Maybe sometimes I think we're a bit like penguins, but we should worship him, yeah? Sorry, I don't want to be controversial. But anyway, you can go to the evening service if you want to raise your hands in worship. There you go. Sorry. Things to remember. His kingdom is everlasting. This is a story that continues to be written. And it is taking place, it's going to continue, and his kingdom is eternal. It will last for all the coming generations. God will keep his promises and is faithful in all he does. He upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. He provides in the proper time. He satisfies. He gives us what we need. It's amazing. If we think about with eternity being our perspective, we're only kind of at the beginning. So I don't know what you're thinking about Shan ministry. Oh, we've been there, done that. Maybe not yet. There's a generation that maybe could go. We could have you come out and visit. Come and see the works of the Lord. Come out to Thailand or Myanmar. Join a trip. A couple of years ago, we had a fantastic trip that came out. People come and they see God at work. And maybe then you can come back and you can see him at work. He is obviously at work here too. But you can see him in fresh ways, perhaps, if you participate in a mission like this one. We have a month of prayer for the Shan that's starting in October that will be promoted through this church. We do it every year. So what will we pass on to the next generation? That idea that God is righteous and faithful in all things. God is near. He's here. He fulfills. He watches. So we do have resurrection-tinted spectacles. The power of God in our life and ministry. So the second passage in the New Testament that we were looking at today was in Timothy. And you've got a similar idea. The guy, Paul, was at the end of his life. And he was desperate to pass on to the next generation. I don't know what you want to pass on. The final verse that was read out was about guarding the good deposit. It's a great verse for bankers in Switzerland. But guarding a good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. You know, Paul said to Timothy that if you watch your doctrine and you watch your life, those who hear you will be saved. How amazing is that? If we apply that to our lives, if we take hold of this faith in the Lord, if we kind of get a something of what David had, something of what Paul had, we have something that passes on and will continue to pass on because it's alive. Yeah. Yeah, so the to fan into flame the gift of God. Think of the generational passing on of faith through grandmother to mother to Timothy. And although Paul saw himself as the spiritual father of Timothy, the faith actually came through his family. It was wonderful to be part of dedicating or baptizing your daughter this morning. And so it is something that we should guard. We should consider what he's done, wake up to know that he is at work. We should celebrate, and then we should commit to pass it on. We should commit to hand it on. And so, could you do that? Could you share and talk about stories that you experience? It doesn't have to be Shan-related ministry, but just in your life, are you sharing? Are you sharing what he's doing in your life? Are you passing on? Are you worshiping him every day? Are you alive to the Spirit of God? And if you are, God will use you, and he will be glorified, and you will have joy in your life. If you think of the gift of the Spirit, the nature of the gift of the Spirit that Paul's talking about to Timothy, it's not this is me and my private faith sort of attitude to life. It's I've got power to share this. This is the thing that makes a difference in life. This is worth sharing. This is worth being embarrassed about, but actually shouldn't be embarrassed about. Yeah. This is something that you should get out and share with people. And if you don't have it, you can ask for it. Yeah. If you have that sort of, you do have that timidity. Yeah. You do have that bashfulness, that embarrassment, that not wanting to share. That can change with the gift of the Spirit of God. Because he gives us the power to testify. He gives us the power to be able to point to him and to be his ambassador. He's cleaned us up so that we can worship him. Yeah? How can you worship a holy God unless he does that? He's forgiven us. Yeah? But he's also set us apart so that we can be his representatives. And I praise the Lord for IPC, because over the years, this church has been committed to being a part of the gospel being represented amongst the Shan people. And you know, 24 years ago, the Shan people were one of the most resistant people groups that our organization worked with. We just finished 75 years, not me, but 75 years of our organization's ministry in Thailand. And for 50 of those 75 years, Shan people didn't really want to know anything to do with God. But in 2002, the Bible came out for the first time in readable script that people understood. That coincided with the year that IPC started praying in earnest for the Shan. And since then, there's another Bible translation that's come out. And we've got churches being started in North Thailand, in Myanmar, and we've got a heart to see the gospel grow amongst the Shan in places like Bangkok. We've got some outreach going on in Bangkok, amongst Cambodian migrants, amongst Burmese migrants, and also amongst the Shan. And it's the Shan who are responding to the gospel. It's amazing. I know a 9-year-old girl called Ploy Ping who's having dreams of Jesus and telling her parents about it. How amazing is that? So please continue to fuel the ministry through your prayers. Please continue to know that when you pray, when you're a part of this ministry, God is doing great work that we should be able to celebrate, and we should have a heart that it would be passed on to the next generation. Okay. I'll leave it there. I'm going to pray, okay? Loving Father, I thank you just for the privilege of being able to testify to the truth of relationship with you, our amazing God. I thank you that you are in our lives, and we can call out to you, we can praise you, we can worship you every day, and we have something to pass on, not only to the next generation, to other parts of the world as well, where people don't yet know much about you. So I pray that you would give us that power, that heart after your own heart, Lord God, and then be glorified, because it is all about you. And I pray your blessing upon IPC as a church, Lord God. I pray that you would continue to revitalize, to revive, to renew, to give all that's needed in order to pass on to the next generation for whatever you have for this church. I praise you and ask for your blessing in Jesus' name.
Let us unite our hearts and minds in prayer. Almighty God, our Maker, our Defender, our Redeemer, and our Friend, we worship you, the King, all glorious above, and we sing gratefully of your power and your love. With the psalmist, we exalt you, O God, our King, and praise your name forever and ever. To you alone be the glory, for you have redeemed us, sustained us, and you draw us into your holy presence today. As we respond to your word today, we offer not merely the words of our lips, but our whole lives as a living sacrifice of praise to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift before you your world, beautiful, fragile, and in desperate need of your healing. We hold up communities displaced by violence, families suffering in regions of ongoing conflict, and those recovering from devastating natural disasters and extreme weather. We pray especially for the people of Nepal and the Tibet border region, where flash floods have left terrible destruction, as well as hundreds dead and many more missing. And Lord, closer to home, we lift up all those across Switzerland affected by Friday's destructive storm. We pray for the swift healing of the injured, especially the school children, and ask for your comforting peace to calm their fears. We pray for all families facing the stress of damaged homes and property. Grant them patience and strength as they clean up, rebuild, and navigate the days ahead. And dear Lord, we don't understand these happenings, but we pray for the victims of the shooting in Aarau this morning. We pray for healing for those who have been injured, and we pray for comfort for those who are mourning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray for your church universal, called to guard the good deposit entrusted to us. You have made us one body in you. May your spirit dwell in us and strengthen your church wherever it is persecuted, struggling, divided, or weary. Give courage to pastors, missionaries, teachers, evangelists, aid workers, and all the ordinary Christians whose faithful witness brings hope to their communities. Lord, may your blessing be upon all people and projects supported through IPC's outreach and missions ministry. Let their work bear fruit for your kingdom. And dear Lord, we pray for our adopted people group, the Shan of Myanmar. Protect them. Encourage the believers among them, and open doors for the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for our own IPC congregation. We give you thanks for our pastors, Mark and Nathan, and their families, and for the many people who quietly and faithfully serve behind the scenes. Thank you for every volunteer whose work helps make the life of this congregation possible. Give our pastors wisdom, courage, humility, and joy. Give our elders discernment as we seek to lead faithfully. Help all of us to remember that ministry is not the work of a few, but the calling of the whole body of Christ. Dear Jesus, for those in our own church family who may be sick, grieving, lonely, or facing uncertainty, surround them with your healing presence and steadfast comfort. When darkness veils your lovely face, give us the strength to rest on your unchanging grace. For you alone are the solid rock on which our hope is built. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray especially for the all-church retreat next week. We thank you for this opportunity to step away from our usual routines and make space to listen to your voice. Guide all who are organizing and preparing the retreat. Give wisdom and energy to the pastors and all who will be leading. Prepare the hearts of everyone who will attend. And above all, may a deep sense of your presence and guidance be felt. Make it a time of renewal, learning, and spiritual growth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, you have called us to remember the faith handed down to us, to rejoice in the grace given to us, and to pass on the good news with boldness and love. Remind us of the ways you have carried us, answered prayer, forgiven us, sustained us, and brought us through difficult seasons. Give us eyes to see your goodness in the present. Renew our hope, deepen our joy, and strengthen our witness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We now take a moment of silence to lift before you, Lord, the prayers of our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now, as Jesus taught his disciples, let us pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Go from here today to pass it on. Pass it on the greatness of God. Pass it on what he's done for us through Jesus Christ, his Son. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you and remain with you always. Amen.